The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Homance Chronicles.
The female equivalent of a bromance.
So many poor choices.
But so many good types.
But so many poor choices.
Ready, Freddy.
Okay, we're going. Hi!
Hello.
God, I feel like we haven't done this in too long, but we really have.
We did a couple of episodes in a row last time. I'm Nicole.
I'm Sarah, and this is The Homance Chronicles, episode 77. Wow, I feel like I was a news anchor just now.
Mm-hmm, that sounded like it.
This is The Homance Chronicles. I'm your host, Sarah Antonian. It's been a day, guys. Been a fucking day. But.
I mean, I'm not opposed to a journalist or broadcaster voice.
Oh, I'm not either.
I don't think that you could carry it through the whole episode, though.
Challenge accepted.
Well, I figured that would be the case.
Failing immediately.
Yeah. See?
I'd have to change my everything.
That was like a cartoon rich person.
Oh, Charles.
It was like Downton Abbey inspired.
Beverly. Actually, funny you should mention that. My mom just recently was like, I think I'm going to start watching the Downton. Well, she couldn't, you know, spit like I typically do. You try and you get there and you fuck it up.
Uh-huh.
So then you lose your confidence.
Okay.
She's like, Tabby. Loved it.
So she just started watching the series because there's a movie out?
No, that's the thing. She didn't even realize there was a movie out, I don't think. But isn't that originally from a book or a series?
I don't know. Possibly.
I thought you were into it.
No, I've never watched an episode.
Oh, wait, that's right. You were in the other... The
Handmaid's Tale.
Yep, that one. God damn it.
Very different stories.
Totally. Toots. Toots different. Yep.
Oh, anyway, speaking of things that we're watching, You know how all of these different streaming platforms now have original content?
It's becoming an issue.
It's beyond, right?
It's worse than cable ever was.
It is. Like, people are probably spending more on their various subscriptions than they would if they just had cable. But then if they just had cable, they wouldn't have as great of content.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now you have cable because you need your basic functionalities and all these subscriptions.
Right.
A lot of people do that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't understand how all of these different streaming services can all win.
They can't. I don't understand how they can't see this. The market is already too saturated, and then by adding like two more, what, Disney Plus and another one, NBC, just they both added their own streaming package.
Right. Well, NBC is taking back The Office and other really successful sitcoms and things.
Yeah, because they recognize they can make money off of it.
Right. They're like, oh, people will pay for one other streaming service because we're their only source of ridiculous shows from the 90s or whatever.
Right.
Although you could probably just buy Blu-ray or DVD or download it or whatever. Anyway, my whole point before I went on that rant was that CBS has CBS All Access.
Oh, boy.
I don't personally have what you would call a login. I've managed to acquire a login. And...
Oh my God, is this a new dating challenge? Like, how long can you date somebody before
No.
Password?
It's just, no, my brother used my iPad to look up some show, and he logged into it, never logged out, so there you go.
So here we are.
Yeah, no, it's not a challenge for us to figure out who gets more streaming service login opportunities.
Although I will say, if you guys do want to do this challenge, I fully support you.
I honestly was using my ex-boyfriend's HBO login for several years. Well, not several. Three, I think, before it got changed or he discontinued his subscription.
Yeah.
I mean, he is living with somebody else now, so maybe they realize, like, hey, I didn't watch this. So.
Live and maid?
Huh?
Live and maid?
Him having... if that's what you mean by girlfriend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Live and caretaker, excuse me.
I was really bummed, though. I really like a lot of the stuff on HBO. Back to the point. CBS.
You guys can tell we're not real focused today.
CBS All Access. Yes. Proprietary content, and now they've started making CBS All Access Originals, similar to an Amazon Original or a Netflix Original, etc. Yes. Anyway, there's the show that keeps being advertised to me because it makes total sense why it would be advertised to me. It's called Why Women Kill.
It
is very enjoyable.
I
thoroughly enjoy it. It has, is it Lucy Liu, right?
Oh, dear.
Jennifer Goodwin. Mm-hmm. I'm forgetting. There's a guy that was on Veep, and Veep is one of my favorite shows. Anyway, it shows these relationships in various decades. And
at the same time?
Yeah, like it switches between the three different couples.
Okay.
In the three different decades.
Mm-hmm.
But they all have lived in the same house.
Ooh, weird. That's cool, though.
Right.
So weird, but so cool.
Right, right. And it's all about the evolution of... I don't want to call it
a home.
No, the evolution. I don't want to call it of relationships. It's more about like how women are portrayed or their role in a relationship, and the differences in the various decades. So it's like 50s or 60s, and then 80s, and then now.
Interesting.
Something like that, and I am loving it.
Clearly, you just spent 5 minutes talking about it.
Well, we was
had
a little
some roadblocks. It's fine.
It was the scenic route.
Right, right. It was a nice day.
Yeah. Anyway, in all of the relationships, there's somebody who's cheating.
Well, that fucking makes sense now, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh. And then this is, you know, why women kill.
I'm real into it.
I know.
Does this mean I have to take your password and log in now?
I don't know it because it's not mine.
Damn.
But we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll get it together. I may already have it.
Thanks, bro.
Amazing. Well, I will tell you, I have started listening to a podcast called Culpable. And I haven't seen it mentioned before. It was by a colleague of mine at work. Holy fuck. I am so invested in this podcast. It's about, it's a true crime podcast. A young man's death was considered death by suicide. And it literally could not have been any further from that. And it's going through all of the different, you know, as they do, people, places, time, evidence, et cetera, et cetera.
And it's the whole podcast is just focused on this one case?
Yep.
And okay.
It's insane to me how little the police did and got away with.
What was the time period?
It was roughly like recent, like within the last decade or two.
Okay.
And they had, I mean, there was text messages and phone calls being traced and pinging off of towers, and there was all the technology there that we needed. But, you know, this area, I think it's in one of the Carolinas, a little bit south.
Okay.
They just didn't do their due diligence. I mean, the evidence at the scene of the crime, it's very obvious that the police didn't capture all of the evidence. And then the family went, captured it, and took it to the police station, and then the police claimed they lost it. They never found it. They never got it. They never received
it. Oh, man. I don't know how you can even deliver that message to the grieving family members of somebody who's passed away. Exactly. How do you tell them it's just magically disappeared?
Right. No, we never got it from you. I literally put it on the counter, and a cop took it. You had it.
Oh, how infuriating. Yeah. I don't know if I could listen to that podcast because I'd be so mad.
Well, yeah, probably. But it's so good. And, you know, it's sickening because it's the way they describe the people and how they took advantage of this guy. And this guy was just, he just wanted to get out of town. And he had a really loving family. And it's just like, he was such a dedicated, sweet soul. And all this came, it's I highly recommend it. It's a quick listen, too. I think they're about anywhere between 30 and hour long episodes, but it's good stuff.
All right.
That's my recommendation.
Okay, well, that was a quick little Homance product review.
Sure was. We did a live show. That was a real good time.
We did, and we have another one coming.
Boop, boop.
If you're in the Detroit area, we will be at Trixie's in Hamtramck on October 17th. It's a Thursday. Show starts at 7:30. Doors open at 7. And it's the two of us doing our thing.
Ow.
There is another comedy show after us.
Yes.
That you're welcome to stay. But, you know.
I recommend you do. It's a good time.
Well, we just recommend that you show up for us.
Yep, that's a thing. That's also a thing.
So, the invite is on our Facebook. You can follow us, find us on Facebook, The Homance Chronicles.
Mm-hmm. Drink.
Oh, because I said so.
Yeah.
I did.
You did, didn't you?
I did. I've been saying like a lot lately, which is weird.
Is it this new job that you're working where you're working with a bunch of people your age instead of dinosaurs?
No. No. I don't think so. I don't.
She's got a drink, people. Mm. She's got a drink.
I don't know what's happening. Why it's becoming a filler. I don't recall it being that bad before, but it's been sticking out to me lately.
Adjust it.
I know. I think I'm just too self-aware.
Maybe. Maybe that's it. Maybe you should stop giving so many fucks.
I know. I know.
I know. It's... They make pills for that, too, just as an
episode. Oh, I don't want to start the medication train.
Not yet.
I won't ever get off.
Tell me about Aruba.
I was in Aruba for technically 5 days. Two of those days are really like travel days. Yeah. You know? Aruba is amazing. Highly recommend it. Put it on your list if it's not there already. If it's on your list, move it up.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Yes.
I'm Nicole.
I am now a brand ambassador for Aruba.
The entire place. The whole thing.
Aruba is called One Happy Little Island. And it is. They live up to their tag. And unlike other Caribbean destinations, because I've been to other ones where you don't feel safe. You know, safe enough, but not to just go venturing around.
I was going
to
say, the context of the safeness depends on the area you're at.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I've been to Jamaica and the Bahamas and Dominican, and people are getting snatched.
Left and right, people.
Getting snatched.
I don't have nails, so I can't do the nail move, but...
They are. Aruba is very close to Venezuela, because several people have been like, I don't want to be an asshole, but where is that?
It me.
majority of people that I say I'm going to, they're like, where is that exactly?
Sickening, isn't it?
And we have to get out the Google machine. Oh. I will tell you that it is about 15 miles from Venezuela. You could easily end up in Venezuela or Colombia on a jet ski.
That's terrifying.
Yes. We were warned several times that we are American and do not know Spanish, so we would be in trouble.
Certainly would be.
Please do not go swimming that way.
Do yourself a favor. Just don't do it.
Right. The oh, wow. weather is
just the little tippy top of South America.
It sure is. All 9 miles of it.
Oh my gosh, it's so cute.
It's the tiniest little
Look
island.
At you, little booba.
Mm-hmm. The weather is perfect all the time. It's 80 to 85 year round, sunny, hardly ever rains. Of course it rained when I was there.
Shocking.
Because I have that power to bring the rain. You know, my sign is an earth sign.
Hey, their one road has a little bit of traffic on it right now. That's too bad.
Because there's 130,000 people on the island and there's probably more vehicles than there are people.
Jesus.
Yeah. Our shuttle driver was telling us that they keep importing cars every day, but he doesn't know for who.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
Yeah. I felt very safe to be able to just wander off of the resort. I actually posted some pictures on our Instagram.
You did.
At @homance_chronicles. Of myself in one of these, like,
one of the best pictures I've ever
balancing
seen in my life.
Chairs where I thought I would test the limits.
She sure did.
And did not fully fall out of the chair.
Uh oh.
Did brace myself.
Mm-hmm.
Had to put a hand on the ground.
Just a hand.
But that was after copious amounts of wine.
I'm impressed you had a hand down then.
Oh, yes.
Not a shoulder?
No. Nope. Nope. I was also concerned because I was wearing a dress. You'll see in both pictures that I have my purse, like, weighing down my dress because my legs were in the air.
Yeah, they were. You were also in Aruba. I'm not sure how much that matters there.
True. It is one happy little island.
I've got one of those. Yeah. Are we going to start calling our vaginas happy little islands?
I don't know. That's really funny, though. I don't know if anybody would get it, but
I'm doing it.
Yeah. Only certain people are welcome.
Bridge is closed.
Right. I will go quickly through the various days. Traveled on a Friday. Got there with enough time to check out the pool and get a couple drinks and stuff. Set our dinner reservations. Stayed at an all-inclusive right on the beach. The food was okay for most part. I had a couple of things that stood out. You know, everything has to get imported in, mm-hmm. you know. Right. But even knowing that, I still ordered lamb chops. Like, who am I? Anyway...
This is the second time you randomly ordered lamb chops.
I know.
At an establishment that may not be known for their lamb chops.
I know. I ordered lamb chops from the Italian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of gluten-free choices.
I get it. No, I'm with you. I get it. It's usually a tomato sauce and some meat. That's what we get.
Yeah. Got in on a Friday. Got all our stuff scheduled. Saturday, I convinced my friend Carmen, who has actually been on a previous episode of this podcast.
She's the best.
In case you wanted to get a little bit of her personality into your life. Because
you need her personality in your life.
She is so much fun. And her and I were cheersing each other about being the best travel companions.
Shocking.
And just really agreeable and loving life, and it was amazing. So I convinced her. Oh, and I said so. I convinced her on Saturday to go on this tubing trip.
What?
there's a giant tube that is, you know, connected to a speedboat.
Okay.
But it's not like your typical donut where you've got a hole in the middle. Mm-hmm. It's a full-on tube that you just sit on top of.
It's like a mattress with a back support.
Basically. Mm-hmm. And the one we went on could fit three people, but they had other ones that fit up to five, kind of like a banana boat, but not the banana, just right. square.
Yep. It's like a mattress.
Yeah.
That you drag behind the boat.
Yeah.
And then eventually it flies.
And it was only, I don't know, 20 or 30 minute thing.
It's a long time to hang on to your life.
It was so fun. And Carmen's laugh throughout the whole thing was making me laugh. And she was legitimately a little scared. I was not scared at all, but she was scared for me because I kept going airborne. And I'm hanging on. I never fell off.
I can't. I'm just picturing the two of you. If you guys ever see Carmen and Nicole together, they're completely opposite.
Yeah. And I'm holding on.
So you're just her little.
I'm holding on to the two handles.
Just her little babe.
Yeah. And she's got her other two handles. And we've got a space in between us. And every time I fly off of the seat a little bit, she goes, "Hoo! Hoo!" And then starts just laughing uncontrollably. It was seriously one of the funniest things that I've ever participated in. And at one point, the guy on the boat gave us a thumbs up, and I guess I missed it.
Oh,
thumbs
boy.
Up means go faster.
Yeah.
She thought it just meant, we're doing okay. She was not letting go to let him know anything because she was holding on for dear life. Mm-hmm. She thought she was going to die. I personally was like, this is a bit tame. What is happening?
And what? Then were you drinking?
Not much by that point. It was only noon. I am a thrill seeker. I like an adrenaline rush.
It sounds so unnatural coming out of your mouth.
Right?
Miss, I plan everything.
When it comes to roller coasters and these types of adventures, I'm all about them.
Yes.
He shows us a thumbs up again, but I thought it was the first time. Apparently, it was the second time, but the first time, we didn't respond to it. Because I didn't see it, and she thought it meant everything's okay.
Right.
We're probably halfway through this ride, and I'm going, why is this, like, so tame, you know? Okay. I see the thumb up. I'm like, yes, thumb up. Like, I let go of one of my handles, right?
Yeah.
And
he floors it.
He floors it. Yes.
Was it like a movie?
Yes.
The shitty 80 movies?
Yes. Yes. Because we missed our first opportunity. There was no gradual transition. He is whipping us.
I'm so
He's
I'm
whipping
so
us left to right, left to right. And we got the heads up from our concierge that we should go before 1 o'clock because after 1, the waves get rough.
Okay.
We went at noon.
Oh,
let's just
boy.
Say this is taking place at 12, 15, 12,
sure.
20.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm loving it. She's hysterically laughing to the point where I'm like, are you okay? I'm not sure if you're okay. Is this okay?
I'm nervous. Are you crying?
And then she goes, oh my God, why are we going so fast? And I go, I gave him the thumbs up. She's like, I can't believe you let go to give him a thumbs up.
I'm a thrill seeker. That should be the name of your autobiography.
I'm a thrill seeker.
The irony.
I know. Oh, man. And then...
I'm sorry.
When we get back, we survive. We get back. I realize that where I was holding on to one of the handles, mm-hmm. there was a lot of sand and mm-hmm. stuff. And so I have like a piece of skin basically ripped off of my hand. It's still healing. It's still healing. Yeah. That was day one, basically.
My favorite part about this is that for, I don't know how it turned into you being the adventure thrill seeker, but here we are. That was day one. I had 3 drinks. I went on a tube that almost killed me. And then we ate some food.
Yes. Yes. And Carmen, who is black, was reassuring other black people that it was fun and it was okay and that we did not die when we got off. Because they're like black people were very questionable about these water sports activities.
Right.
Carmen actually took swim lessons as a child.
Okay.
She does not fit the stereotype.
No.
But she was definitely the resident resource. And if that's just some crazy shit that white people do, or it was actually fun.
No, it's cool. I chose to do this.
Yeah.
I did it on my own.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I have a feeling that the majority of activities that black people were like, I think that's just crazy shit white people do.
Right. Well, usually it is just... Well, then Obama went parasailing, so I don't know.
Parasailing was... I didn't do it in Aruba. I've done it before, though. And it's not a thrill-seeker adventure. It's very calming and relaxing. I thought it was going to be scary. It was not.
They're boring.
It was boring. I thought it was boring, yeah.
Once you get used to the fact that you're so far up in the air with just, like, a little strap holding you above the water, whatevs.
Yeah. You're just looking at the scenery.
Peeping the scene. Yeah.
On Saturday night, lamb chop night, we had this waitress who was on a real struggle bus. Not quite sure what her deal was. She didn't really ask us the right questions. She didn't really understand what her job was. And after she walked away from taking our order, I looked at Carmen and I said, what kind of drugs is she on?
Oh, like, no.
What's happening here? And then after a little bit of time, my water and my wine were both gone and not being refilled.
Oh.
I moved both empty glasses to the side of the table so that she could see them. This other guy, who was a waiter for a table next to ours, came over and asked, what are you guys drinking? And we told him, and then he just stuck around, and our waitress never came back.
No.
And we were like, where'd she go?
Are you kidding?
No. No. Somebody had to have complained. That's my guess, because she was on another planet.
Oh, like she got sent home.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. There was no explanation, though.
Oh, yeah, no.
And he came over and asked me how I wanted my meat cooked, and I was like, oh, you're right, she didn't ask me that.
Jesus, what the fuck?
He, I think, felt a little bit bad about the situation, therefore he had a heavy pour.
Rightfully so.
Most of the time, if you're at an all-inclusive, especially at the pool bar, you can't get real alcohol, like brand name alcohol.
Yeah,
you get the
Bobo shot bullshit.
You get their off-brand, like whatever it is.
Can we with that rubbing alcohol?
Yes. Right. Carmen then was, at that point, ordering Jack Daniels.
Mm-mm.
It was one of the few places they would actually give her real Jack Daniels.
Mm-mm.
I was just doing wine. However, he was filling my glass before it was empty.
Mm-hmm.
I think I left there and had already had like 2 bottles.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about appropriate.
I'm pretty sure she had a glass of wine or two and then maybe 4 Jacks. Like 4 Jack and Cokes or something.
Going in.
We didn't mean to.
Yeah, okay. No one ever means to.
Dinner took forever.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And our, like I said, our waitress was MIA.
Space cadet.
And of course, it never rains in Aruba, and it was raining that night. Might as well stay inside and drink. right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you could lay in the rain and drink, too. I'm sure it was warm. I'm starting to see the beginnings of fall, which I'm excited for, but I know what comes after fall, death winter.
Right.
And I'm like, it's raining, but it's warm out, so I'm just going to sit in it.
It's humid and gross, though, to sit in it.
God, it's so
Then bad. Your happy little island is not happy.
But it's definitely an island still.
It is. It is. But yeah, we just went adventuring and whatnot. Shit-faced.
I like you're saying that as if it's never happened before. Like, are you embarrassed you went there to get shit-faced?
No, I didn't know. I didn't think I said that with any kind of embarrassment.
No, you just gave yourself a look like, ugh.
Yeah, we found a cute little patio spot.
Oh, dear.
Ordered more wine.
Okay, good. It wasn't somebody's apartment.
No. And, yeah, I don't know. And then I almost fell over in that chair. On Sunday, we had a sailboat snorkeling excursion planned for 4 hours.
No.
And I get motion sickness anyway.
No.
Normally, I could take Dramamine and be fine.
You were hungover.
But because I partied too hard,
mm-hmm.
The Dramamine was not working.
No.
It was 4 hours of pure hell.
You went?
I went. I went because I was feeling okay before I got on the boat.
You dummy.
I know. I was trying not to complain because Carmen wanted to go on this thing so bad.
Oh,
she
yeah,
was looking forward to it.
I get it.
And she would have went without me. I could have stayed back.
Sure.
But it's something that she had researched ahead of time,
yep.
Had talked about, really wanted to do.
Yep, I get it.
Meanwhile, it was the longest 4 hours of my life ever. Thankfully, I didn't actually puke, but I did think that I was going to shit my pants several times.
So much for snorkeling.
No, I snorkeled because I wanted to get off the fucking boat. That's how bad I wanted to be off of that boat.
Wow.
It was moving so slowly. I do much better if I'm moving fast.
Oh, God, in those waves. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
No.
Just
no.
Sitting.
No.
Anchored in the waves. If we're sitting there anchored, I had to get the fuck off the boat.
It was hot, too. Oh, God.
But listen to this. This is what happens to me when I'm just trying to enjoy my snorkeling time and not puke. I'm adjusting my goggles and my gear in the water. And the guys working the boat are throwing leftover bread from the morning in the water. I did not know that this was happening. I didn't know. And as I'm taking my goggles off, a goddamn seagull just dives right in front of me to grab this bread and splashes and like does a whole thing. And, you know, I only really had one eye open anyway. And then all these people around me were cracking up. Thought it was the most hilarious thing ever. And I was scared out of my mind.
Oh, no.
I had no idea what was happening. And then next thing you know, here comes a fucking pelican. I was like, ugh. Just leave. Everybody leave me alone.
So hungover.
I'm going to die.
I'm too hungover for this.
I'm going to die.
Ooh, did you hear? Sidebar. Germany just declared a hangover is an actual illness.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't in Germany.
No, you were in Aruba, hanging out with fucking nature.
Oh, man. We get to another stop. We're parked over a shipwreck.
Oh, God.
Now, there's a couple ways off this boat.
Oh, no.
They don't want to let you off the back.
Engine.
No, you could get off the back in other locations, just not at this location.
Oh, okay.
And then there's an exit off of the, like, front. You kind of have to go down a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
again, because I'm focused on not barfing and just surviving, I'm not really paying attention to all the rules and how things are working. Like, I had to have people help me with my equipment and the whole deal, even though they went through the whole spiel, because I was hungover. And then the third way you could get off the boat is to fucking just jump, okay, which is what I did.
Oh my God.
I'm a thrill seeker. Yeah. Yeah. I went plummeting feet. Multiple feet off of this boat. I plummeting. I honestly was like, just give me the fuck off of this thing before I puke. So I jump off the side.
Are you the only one that jumped?
No.
Okay, good.
But Carmen did not come behind me and jump.
No, she would not.
But the nice thing about my jumping was I landed in this spot where you could see the shipwreck so clearly.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was turned over on its side. The whole mast was
up.
No, not up. It was laying down, like parallel to the sea level, right? Right. I saw the gigantic steering wheel thing. What do you call that?
Steering wheel.
No, there's a name for it. Anyway, it kind of creeped me out.
Really?
Because there were people who were on that boat. Who knows? They didn't all survive. I mean, they did. A lot of them did swim to the shore and got captured, and then they were prisoners. But you know, some people probably died.
Oh yeah, there was bone daddies down there
for sure. After plummeting into the water and then seeing that, there were so many emotions. I really just had to sit there for a second and take a breath, because I was like, what am I doing with my life? Why am I here? And then...
Eat, pray, love your heart out. Go to Aruba and be super hungover when you go snorkeling. It'll be different.
And Carmen thought that I was just having a hard time because of the hangover, but it was definitely motion sickness, nausea. You can tell the difference.
Yeah.
It was obviously escalated.
Okay.
But I was telling her, I'm really not feeling well. I was super, super quiet, but I didn't want to be a complainer. And she's like, I know, we went too hard last night. And I'm like, no, but I'm having multiple kinds of nausea.
Listen, I have a lot of root causes happening right now. Yeah. I'm fully aware of how this is going down in my body.
I see her going to get down off of the boat in the front, down the ladder, like, you know, a civilized human. And
non-adventure seeker. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, non-thrill seekers off the front.
I'm already in the water for forever before she even gets down there. And then she gets down there. And she goes, where's this boat? Like the sunken one, you know? And everyone around her goes, it's right there. It's right. Like pointing down, like under us. They're like, we're on top of it. And I was still over to the side. So I'm yelling to her, it's over here. The water was really choppy. It was not helping me. I was getting all kinds of salt water in my mouth, and I had to get out of there. I talked to her for a little bit, and then I just booked it. And she's like, you're leaving? I was like, I'm out. And then when we were on the boat, I told her what I saw on the other side, and she's like, I can't believe you held out at me and didn't tell me. And I go, I said over there. And that's about all I could handle. I'm sorry I could not hold your hand through this. I was like, you didn't even jump off.
How do you expect for me to be your thrill seeker mentor when you're not doing thrill seeking things with me? First, jump off the side of the boat. Thrill seeker.
The current was so strong, it would have been really hard for her to swim over there, too.
Oh, I'm certain.
It was hard for me to get back on the boat.
I'm sure it was.
Oh, my God. Oh, woo. That was a lot. That was a lot. And then met several people, had a couple of dinners where it was a community seating situation. Everybody was real cool, had a good time. They have a flamingo island, and it's at the Renaissance Beach, which is part of the Renaissance Hotel. The Renaissance Hotel is not on its own beach. You have to get on a boat, and they have to take you to their beach.
Oh, dear.
We were originally going to stay at the Renaissance because of the flamingos, mm-hmm. but then decided not to because...
It's so much work.
It's so much work, and... The pool overlooks the main road. Like, you what? Look up and you see people in their bathing suits and whatever. I'm like, that doesn't seem very relaxing.
No.
And this woman sat down by us on our little city tour day that we did on our own. We did not a real tour. It's Carmen and Nicole's adventure.
Okay, I was going to say, you guys got yourselves a map and just started circling.
We didn't map anything. We just went for it.
Okay. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens. I said gentlemen. This is what happens when you have a safe environment. People like Nicole and Carmen go out and just do their own little tour.
We got in a taxi.
Okay.
And said, drop us off at the Renaissance Mall. We'll take it from there.
Okay. Okay.
And, you know, you can't get too far. The island's not even that big.
Right.
It's 9 miles long.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Anyway, we took a little break. And we're at this restaurant that overlooked the water. You saw all these people walking by to get on this ferry boat thing to take them over to the Flamingo Island. We didn't know what they were doing until we met this lady who came and sat next to us, who was staying at the hotel and explained everything. And then you have to understand that there were multiple points of envy on this trip. And Carmen... was really bummed out when we didn't stay at the Renaissance for the flamingos, because if you're not at the Renaissance and you want to go to the Flamingo Beach, it's $100.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I told her I'm not doing that.
We're not going to be doing that.
I told her I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that. Can I touch them?
Yeah.
Can I hug them?
Yeah. Mm. I know. Well, I know. This woman showed us a video of the flamingos right there next to her.
See,
And then Carmen was, you know, all beside herself.
Super FOMO.
And yeah, super FOMO. And then the woman says, well, there's only really a handful of them.
Oh, okay.
Which, I thought it would make it better.
No.
No, it didn't.
Oh, even worse. Made it
so
even worse.
So next time we go.
Uh-huh. For the birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Flamingo Island. And we checked out a different hotel that reminded me of Alice in Wonderland, and it was amazing and beautiful and an upgrade for sure. And that was hotel envy for sure.
I will be doing that with y'all.
It was amazing.
And sign me up.
Yes.
How exciting.
Yeah. So that's a lot of Aruba talk for not much happening.
I think that you guys took Aruba and you made it your...
Oh, we really maximized the amount of time that we were there. And one other quick thing. The morning that we were leaving,
mm-hmm.
we stopped into the buffet to have a little...
buffet.
Yes. To have a little brunch. Carmen got there before I did. She got a table. I walked up to the table. She left to go get her plate of food. I sat there by myself for a second. The waiter came over, talked to me hot second,
mm-hmm.
gave me a mimosa and a water and stuff. And then I got my food, came back shoveling food in because still needed to shower and everything before I had to check out.
Oh my God.
It was 10 o'clock, checking out at 11, and I hadn't showered or anything yet.
Mm-mm.
We were at the beach all morning.
Oh, wow. Well.
We were floating around on these weird floaty things in the ocean.
Fine.
But it wasn't fine. Like, I had a lot of sand because it kept pushing me back towards the beach I was like a beached whale. Like, it just kept bringing me up there. I couldn't get it under control. Anyway, I leave the restaurant. And she's still there, taking her time.
Mm.
She tells me later that the waiter asked if I had a boyfriend. He was from the Dominican Republic, and he was handsome.
Stop.
He was handsome.
Were you trying to be on 90 Day Fiancé or nah?
No, I wouldn't marry a waiter, but I would like to keep him in my Rolodex for my next visit.
No,
and honey. Or in order to create more visits,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
It would have been my excuse to be able to go and yeah. have a place to stay, yeah, potentially. Right. I don't know. But Carmen told him that I had a boyfriend.
Bitch.
And then he asked if my boyfriend was there, and she said no. And then he said, well, then it's fair, or whatever he said. Like,
that's fair game.
Yeah. Like, he was still going to go after it because my boyfriend was there. And I go, I don't understand. Why did you tell him? It was our last day anyway.
Sure.
But I go, I don't understand why you had to tell him I had a boyfriend. I don't get it. You're just hating. Like,
yeah.
What was the point of that? Bitch. She goes, come on. We both know you. You're not going to date a waiter. I said, fair. Fair.
Yeah, but it's still fucking.
I go, you could have ruined my hookup, though. My yes. potential Aruba hookup.
Right.
I was like, you have no idea what could have came of that. And she was, Nicole, Rambo. Come on.
Nicole, it was yesterday.
And then we're at the airport, and we get to Atlanta. That's where our connection is. And we're at gate 23, and we need to be at gate 27.
Mm-hmm.
Not a far walk.
Mm-mm.
Carmen did have kind of a lot of bags that she was carrying. However, we're four gates away. This guy is on one of those golf cart looking things in the airport.
Mm-mm.
He stops
Mm-mm.
and asks us, really just asks Carmen, what gate are you going to? She said 27. He's like, you need a ride? And she's like, no, I mean, it's right there. Like, I can walk. He's like, get on. And she was like, oh, no, I'm okay. And then we go and sit down to eat, and I go, now you're just hating on yourself. Why did you do that? I go, I've never been stopped and offered a ride at the airport.
God, no, that's something we've never had happen to us before.
I've never had that happen. And I go, Carmen, you should have taken advantage of it. What if you missed your opportunity? What if he was your husband and you just let him go?
Oh no.
And she goes, he's somebody's grandpa. I don't know what I'm gonna do with him.
I was gonna say, I've never seen a young handsome man driving those carts around the airport.
He was somebody's grandpa.
Somebody's missing their grandpa.
And then from Atlanta back to Detroit, plane's not super full.
Mm-mm.
There's a woman in my row against the window. Middle is empty. Me on the aisle. Then across the aisle is a gentleman. And then he has two open seats.
Oh, nice.
Gentleman on the aisle. Mm-hmm. Finding every possible reason to talk to me.
No.
Finding excuses.
Was
to
he
say
a gentleman
things
or
to
just
me.
Some dude?
He was a gentleman.
There
and
are differences between gentlemen and just some guys.
No, he was a gentleman.
Good.
And he had piercing blue eyes.
Mm.
And he, like I said, was finding every excuse to chat. And I was not in a chatting mood so much for, like, the entire flight.
Yeah.
By this point, I had spent quite a bit of time traveling already,
mm-hmm.
and I engaged with this conversation at intervals,
mm-hmm.
you know, when the drink mm-hmm. cart came mm-hmm. and whatnot. But I fully expected him to ask for my number, and he did not.
Wow.
He did not. He chatted me up that whole time and then just left this one little happy island by itself.
You have a deserted.
Yes, I do. I have a deserted island. Carmen was a few rows back and she could hear him talking to me.
No.
And she goes, I thought there was a love connection on the plane. I go, me too.
Shit. Are you kidding me?
I was wrong. He probably actually has a wife or a girlfriend or something. But why? Why spend all that time talking to me?
Purposefully. Well, because there's I don't say this to be negative, but they're selfish and they are selfishly incapable of being silent and alone.
He was fine. He turned on a movie.
But he kept talking to you. He clearly wasn't fine. He had an itch to scratch. He scratched it every so often.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't like feeling used.
Sometimes people have verbal...
I feel used.
I feel like a social slut, okay?
If you are not even going to ask for my number, what was all of that for?
Selfishness.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
I even gave him opportunity later by the luggage thing.
No.
The baggage claim. I said, have a safe drive home.
Yeah, he was getting ready to go home to his girlfriend.
Obviously.
Do you have any other girls?
I mean, I think that my attagirl is just, like, when these opportunities come up to travel and go on these types of trips, I don't have a built-in travel partner because I'm not in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I feel like I need to take advantage of said opportunities when they arise. So right. If I have a girlfriend who's like, hey, I want to do this, I usually will hop on.
Right.
However, I just went to Cancun in January.
You did.
Which was also an all-inclusive situation. And I may have to travel to Florida for family and whatever. I was feeling a bit of guilt, I guess, about spending the money on it.
No.
And really, like, I don't know, weighing my options before pressing the confirm button on the trip, because that money could be used for other things.
Could be.
Home improvements.
Yeah.
Debt, etc. And I just let all of that go when I got there. I just enjoyed the whole thing. You know, no regrets.
Proud of you.
Yeah.
Very proud of you. You deserved it. You needed it. Looking back now, I probably could have gone too. All the shit I went through. I haven't had a girl.
Good.
I went to a professional situation today where I have an actual career. I do my job. I feel like I do it well. I feel like I'm at kind of like in the beginning of the industry in terms of like understanding what's coming up, technology, etc. And I went to this conference today, and it's a well-known conference, and I'm just so happy because everything that everybody was teaching us about, I already knew. So all the stuff they were coming in, like the keynote speakers were great because we were, you know, hearing opinions, and we had somebody from a large company come in and talk about what's going on with them. And I was like pretty happy with myself. Proud of myself because I've kept up and I've kept on top of all the trends and everything, and I'm pretty current. I'm happy with it. So add a girl to me.
Yeah, good for you.
As I chug my drink.
Cheers. Good for you.
Yep. Cheers. I feel valid.
Right. Cheers to being a great podcast companion.
Oh, thanks, boo. God, I love that you guys were cheersing yourselves to us. To me and you, best bitches.
Next time, I'm going to have to cheers to Thrill Seekers of America.
Thrill Seekers out.